Yesterday, we talked about a new law that's going to let the FDA regulate tobacco for the first time. It seems likely to pass. One of the controversial measures that came up in our discussion, the bill bans all flavored cigarettes except for menthols. Just so happens that menthols are smoked far more commonly by African Americans than any other group. 75% of African American smokers buy menthols. The Senate is likely to pass that bill today. We're going to get two views on the bill and its likely impact on the health of African Americans. We'd like to welcome back Representative Donna Christensen. She represents the Virgin Islands and chairs the Congressional Black Caucus's Health Brain Trust. She's also a doctor. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
And also with us, we've got Bill Robinson, Executive Director of the National African American Tobacco Prevention Network, one of the few organizations to come out against the bill. Thanks for joining us, too.
Good morning.
All right. Representative Christensen, let me start with you. Mm-hmm. There is a long tradition of tobacco companies working hand in hand with African-American organizations through funding. The Congressional Black Caucus has not been an organization that has shied away from this. You have had individual members of the Congressional Black Caucus receiving funds. You have also had the legislative conference get donations from Philip Morris. And in fact, Altria, the parent company of Philip Morris, has donated $1.45 million since 2002. Does that taint the mission of the organization?
I don't think so. We've also been strong partners with American Legacy and done a lot of work with them across the country on smoking cessation, despite the fact that the foundation has received a fair amount of funding from Altria. You know, unfortunately, and there are some members who have objected to it. There are some members that don't attend functions that are funded by tobacco or alcohol products. But by and large, it's very difficult for us to carry out our mission. We don't get the kind of funding that other members or other foundations might have. And so we take donations from a wide variety of sources that are willing to support us, but we do not let them dictate to us. I'm just coming off of the board on the foundation. We do not let them dictate to us what our role or agenda should be, and they support projects and programs that the foundation develops independently.
Well, there have been some major critiques of this legislation, as well as some major embraces of it. There was one article published in The Big Money, which is an online magazine. It calls it cool, refreshing legislation for Philip Morris. And they quote a professor at Boston University School of Public Health who says, it's like a dream come true for Philip Morris. First, they make it look like they're a reformed company who cares about reducing the toll of cigarettes. And second, they protect their domination of the market. I'm stating these things because, you know, as someone who represents a community where I'm sure at least some of your constituents are smokers, how do you address the idea that this bill might have a significant loophole? And do you believe it's a loophole?
Well, I'm not sure where that loophole is. And I wanted to say just for the record, too, that CBC members or anyone at the foundation we're not part of negotiating any part of this bill. So, but where is the loophole?
Well, the question is about menthol.
About menthol. Well, you know, and Mr. Robinson was very, very active, as I'm sure he will say later, opposed to this. And many members of the CBC would have liked to have seen menthol also banned within the bill.
Let me bring in Bill Robinson right now.
Sure.
You're with National African American Tobacco Prevention Network, and you are one of a handful of organizations to come out against this bill. Is the menthol exception part of that?
Yes. The reason why is that 76% of our community smokes mentholated products, and then the bill, as it was originally drafted, exempted all candy and fruit flavorings except menthol. And we thought that was discriminatory in its impact, although it may not have been discriminatory in its intent, given the level of smokers in our community that use mentholated products. The result of that is we represent like 5.8% of the about 43.5 million smokers, but we die at a rate of twice that, almost 11%. And I will say that Congressman Christensen especially was one of the people when we went to Congress to address this issue who was very supportive of this initiative and helped us to get a provision added to the legislation that will mandate this new FDA oversight committee to address this menthol issue within the first year after this bill is passed. So we're very happy about that, but we are not going to support the bill at this particular point until we are sure that when it reaches the president's desk, that that provision remains intact.
Now, you know, we've played tape earlier in the show of Dave Chappelle talking about menthol cigarettes, but Kool's are a brand that really do have a cultural cachet in a way. Here's a little bit of some of their advertising.
Snow Fresh filter.
Cool. Cool Snow Fresh. Cool tastes so clean, so refreshing. Smoke cool.
As cool and as clean as a breath of fresh air. The finest leaf tobacco, mild, refreshing menthol.
So what I will say, and this has to be my final question, and to you, Bill, do some people still associate menthol with being healthier? Is that the problem?
Yes, I think it's because people understand the natural properties of menthol, that they're a cooling and soothing sensation. So whether you add it to toothpaste, creams, candies, or whatever it is, you understand that.
Right.
So some people still have this false idea that it is a safer ingredient, but it is
right.
not. And we think that the reason why the tobacco industry negotiated this with this exemption on menthol is because it represents about 28%, 23% of the total U.S. market, which then translates to about $19 billion.
I have to end right there. And Representative Christensen, I really appreciate you joining us. Also, Bill
Thank
Robinson
you.
From the National African American Tobacco Prevention Network.